So let's first talk about the iPad Pro. We've been hearing this rumor for at least a year, for a long time. The iPad Pro will allegedly be a business device with a bigger screen, more power, perhaps with ports, maybe a stylus. What was the new rumor we heard about the iPad Pro today?
Well, you know, the idea has been out there for a long time, and it's never been clear when Apple might announce that. And a few weeks ago, they talked about it being announced next week, and then the rumor seemed to shift to it being announced in October. But as of now, Mark Gurman at 9to5 Mac is back to saying that it will be announced next week. So there, we might know for sure what's going on in just a few days, and it might then ship in November. So there might be a fairly long break before it's actually available.
So the new iPad will allegedly be called the iPad Pro. And like you said, it's scheduled to hit retail outlets in November, according to these rumors. Then there'll be a pre-order campaign and launch toward the end of October. Now, is this something that you're interested in getting, a bigger iPad for the business?
I'm for selfish reasons, I'm really interested in that. For several years, I have used an iPad as one of my primary computing devices, and I've added an external Bluetooth keyboard. And it works really well, but a larger screen would be nice. A real Apple-designed keyboard would be great. No iPad has a really good stylus because iPads were not designed for styluses, but if the iPad Pro was designed from the ground up with pressure sensitivity in mind, that could be really neat for drawing and doodling. So this is a sort of device where I'm interested, not just as a journalist, but because I would like to have one.
So yeah, the rumor is that there'll be Force Touch, which is kind of like what they have in the Apple Watch. And then we've heard that that's going to be in the new iPhones. And, you know, that would make sense if it's an iPad with a stylus. Now, we also heard that there was a new deal last week with Cisco. Apple and Cisco, they had a press release that was a little bit confusing to anyone who wasn't really in the enterprise space. But a lot of news resources were reporting it as an internet fast line for your iPhone. But it also talks about iPads. So do you think that this press release about the deal with Cisco and Apple also leads to the idea that there's going to be a business iPad?
Well, Apple is definitely interested in catering more to businesses. They have a relationship with IBM they've had for a while that seems to be going well. There's this news from Cisco. And just in general, I mean, as important as the iPad is, its sales have actually been declining for several quarters. And it's pretty clear that to get them moving again, Apple has to do something. And making an iPad that was catered a little bit more to people who are going to use it for productivity as opposed to just watching movies or playing games or doing more light consumption might be a way to appeal to a powerful group of people who are actually willing to pay fairly large amounts of money for computing devices.
Well, no, there's been bigger tablets before. I mean, there's, of course, the Surface, and then, you know, there was a Samsung tablet that was large that our producer, Jason Cleanthes, said he had, and it just felt like he was carrying around a piece of glass. It hasn't really caught on. Do you think that a business-sized iPad will catch on?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about Apple is they have a long history of entering markets that don't seem to be doing all that well and nailing it. I think if it is going to be successful, it will probably be a little bit less about a device you hold up like a book, because large screens are clunky for that kind of use. And it might be more about something that you sit on a desk or at least your lap and is more about, you know, text entry on a current iPad or an iPad mini. It's kind of hard to type, but if you add more screen space, input might work better. So my guess is if it makes sense, it's because it's not just a smaller iPad with a bigger screen.
So it's that kind of case where Apple sort of sits back and sees how everything that everybody else gets wrong, and then they come in and do it all right.
Mm-hmm.